SCP-261. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. Any access to SCP-261 will be approved by staff with Level 2 security clearance or higher. Any and all items dispensed by SCP-261 must be recorded, along with the amount of money entered and the amount of time elapsed between uses. Currently, SCP-261 may only be used 10 times in a 24-hour period, with no transaction exceeding the equivalent of 500 Japanese yen. Testing approved by Site Command is not under these restrictions. Items dispensed by SCP-261 should be reviewed by Site Health and Safety officials before consumption. Failure to do so releases the Foundation from any obligation regarding negative effects. Items deemed dangerous or useful to research will be confiscated by Site Security, with financial compensation provided in proportion to money spent. Description: SCP-261 appears to be a large black vending machine with no front glass panel and a small keypad on the right side. SCP-261 was recovered in Yokohama, Japan. SCP-261 was brought to the Foundation's attention after an investigation of urban legend about a magic vending machine that was circulating on the internet. SCP-261 was found in a back alley behind a large shopping center with a handwritten sign that said "out of order" in Japanese taped to it. SCP-261 had no marks or identification of any kind, and no locals remember when or how it came to be in its current location. Internally, SCP-261 appears to be a basic vending machine equipped to vend food and beverage items. After a key was made and the front door opened, no abnormal materials were found, and it was determined that SCP-261 had never actually contained any food or beverage items. The keypad, while connected and operating correctly, does not activate any of the dispensing mechanisms. When money is placed into SCP-261 and a 3-digit number is entered on the keypad, SCP-261 will vend a random item. SCP-261 has not accepted any currency other than yen, with rejected currency being deposited in the coin return slot. It is unknown how these items appear, however SCP-261 will not operate when the door is open or when recording devices are placed inside. The number entered on the keypad has no effect on the item vended, nor has any pattern been detected. Items are always some sort of snack food and typically have bright, attention-grabbing packaging. SCP-261 is capable of operating with no external power supply, but operation in this state will cause unstable vending to occur much more quickly than normal. If SCP-261 is used several times in a short period of time, and or large amounts of money are entered before an item is vended, SCP-261 will start to dispense bizarre items. While still food, quote-unquote, their suitability for human consumption is often non-existent. Log of items vended during testing phase 8. 800 yen entered for each item, items being dispensed every 2 minutes. SCP-261 is attached to power. Coke Zero, a can of Diet Coke, packaging in English. Cheetos, a small bag of Cheetos snack food, packaging in English. Black Black, a single pack of caffeinated chewing gum, packaging in Japanese. Yan Yan, a single Yan Yan cone with peach dipping frosting, packaging in Japanese. The Meiji Seika Company does not produce this flavor. Pepsi Dragon Twist, a can of Pepsi Cola with a trace of fruit flavor, packaging in English. Flavor identified as dragon fruit. PepsiCo does not produce this product. Dark Side Cola, a can, quote-unquote, with clear plastic sides, packaging in Japanese. Liquid inside is clear. When opened, liquid appears to react to the air and changes to a dark black over a period of several seconds. The black coloration looks like billowing smoke and cannot be reversed. Liquid's taste described as cola with something spicy in it. The Little Bakery 7 Grain, a small tube the size of a candy bar with a green button, made of aluminum, packaging in English. When the top is twisted off, a mass of dough is extruded. Dough contains several enzymes and bacteria that have not been identified. On contact with air, this causes the dough to rise and bake, killing the microbes in the process. Produces a small round loaf of bread weighing 250 grams. Taste described as good but chewy. Lemon clams. Thick plastic baggie with a plastic tube on the side containing water and 12 clams, packaging in Dutch. Following on-package instructions, the plastic tube was cracked like a glow stick. Liquid in the bag flashed to steam, venting from a hole that popped open in the top of the bag, slightly burning one researcher. Steaming finished after 38 seconds, after which clams were found to be fully cooked and infused with a mild lemon flavor. On investigation, clams matched no recorded species. Unknown. Small mesh bag filled with small, multicolored pyramids, packaging in an unknown language. Pyramids found to be very hard and unpleasant tasting, compared to chalk in taste and consistency. When placed in hot water, pyramids open and produce strings that quickly dissolve, coloring the water the same shade as the pyramid. Water had no additional taste, but testing revealed a sharp increase in mineral, carbohydrate, and protein content, with several minerals unidentified at the present time. This content was found to be consistent with the recommended daily intake of nutrients for adult humans. Researcher ingested the water, reported stomach cramps 2 hours later, but no other effects. Unknown. Aluminum box with a small glass window in the side and a large round button on the top, packaging in an unknown language. Box is seamless and appears to be filled with small, round animals covered in fur, each with three small paws and a single large eye. Pressing the button inside causes the inside of the box to rapidly become superheated, cooking the small animals alive. Muffled noises and scratching were heard for several seconds during the cooking process. After 1 minute 30 seconds, the front panel opens and gives access to the now cooked animals. Professor Kane volunteered to eat the animals, but no other researchers willing to do so. Taste described as crunchy and very spicy with a small hint of beef. Unknown. Tall, thin aluminum can, packaging in an unknown language. Opening the can caused a chemical reaction with the liquid inside the can. Liquid was apparently not intended for an oxygenated atmosphere and detonated violently, causing several injuries and killing two researchers. Testing discontinued and area cleared. Testing area observed to smell like citrus for several days. Note: subsequent testing recorded in Experiment Log 261 AD. Experiment Log 261 AD. Item record for SCP-261. Please record any and all anomalous items received from SCP-261, along with the amount of money entered and item description using the format below. Mundane items will be made available for personal consumption after scanning and clearance by Site Security. Money entered, SCP-261, powered or unpowered, and then item description. Money entered, 500 yen. Powered. Item description. Oreos. A package of 6 standard Oreos in bright blue wrapping. Labeled in Spanish, no unusual taste. Money entered, 500 yen. SCP-261 powered. Item description. Bag of Jolly Ranchers. Contain both standard flavors of green apple and watermelon with additional flavors pomegranate, loquat, and blackberry. Current Jolly Ranchers are not known to contain these flavors. Edible. 500 yen. Powered. Item description. Spice bomb. Small gumball, red and orange banded in color with packaging in Japanese. Tasted like jalapeno flavored gum. Extremely spicy. Testing was halted temporarily in order to allow Dr. to vomit and consume antacids. 500 yen. Powered. Mountain Dew, hot pink, clear plastic bottle labeled in English. Carbonated liquid with a brilliant pink color, and proved to be edible, tasting very sweet and tart. Mild sugar high ensued. Flavor identified to be a mix of pomegranate and sour apple. 500 yen. Powered. Item description unknown. Small plastic box containing apparatus similar to heroin kit with a small vial of clear liquid, labeled in unknown language. Found alternative researcher to use it. After injection, subject reported a strong taste of mint, and they smelled constantly of peppermint for the next several hours, apparently coming from sweat and body oils. Subject reported nausea after the first hour or so of this due to the constant smell and taste. 500 yen. Powered. Unknown. USB-capable device similar to a flash drive, packaging marked only with a barcode. When plugged into a computer, the computer ran at twice normal speed and refused to react to mouse or keyboard movement, and appeared to be running several instances of the program Minesweeper at once. Object kept for potential testing with mechanical SCPs. 500 yen. Powered. Unknown. Milk chocolate replica of human male sexual organ, approximately 6.5 inches from base to head. In foil wrapping from unknown language resembling Korean on label. Hollow, filled with liquid, white chocolate, edible. Testing concluded. 167 yen, powered. Doritos, a bag of Dorito chips, nacho cheese flavor. 200 yen, powered. Hershey's with nuts, a regular sized bar of Hershey's chocolate with nuts, however the nuts match with no known species. 500 yen, powered. Green apple frosting, a container of green frosting with a green apple flavor, currently not produced by any company. 500 yen, powered. Lay's Bloomin' Onion, all dressed, an onion of average size and color, cutting into shows it's made of many layers, each a different color and tasting of a different flavor of chips, including some flavors never made by Lay's. 500 yen, unpowered. Unknown. a clear plastic package filled with water, with tiny manta ray-like creatures swimming in it. Attached to it was a blue tablet with a plastic wrapper. When the top was opened and the tablet was added, the water instantly froze with a loud pop. After the ice block was pulled out of the package, the ice turned to vapor and left behind the creatures frozen solid. Each was described as having a slightly different flavor. 700 yen, powered. Naked fruit drink, berry flavored, no unusual properties detected, packaging in English. 700 yen, powered, edible chest set, small edible chest set made from hard candy. Candy similar in taste and texture to Pez, packaging in French. 700 yen, powered, item description, human breast milk, chocolate flavored, very sweet, doctor reported a sensation of nostalgia, nothing unusual about the quality of milk beyond its packaging, small label in Japanese. I think the boob-shaped container was a nice touch, doctor. 1000 yen, powered, build your own candy bots. A small bag containing various mixed parts that could be assembled in different ways to create tiny candy robots. Once completed, candy robots begin to move on their own for approximately 2 minutes, walking about aimlessly and bumping into things. Very sweet, packaging in unknown language. 500 yen, powered, SCP-417 fruit. Room was evacuated briefly before the item and airtight packaging was sent to be incinerated, packaging in unknown language. 100 yen, powered, suppository, item was not used, tests run later revealed mint flavoring and a high nutritional value, packaging in unknown language resembling Greek, complete with diagram of how to use. 700 yen, powered, bacon shirt, a simple t-shirt, dark red in color and plastic packaging, unknown language, a test revealed the shirt to be edible, wearable, and with a taste similar to bacon, no side effects from wearing the shirt beyond a vague smell of bacon. 1000 yen, powered, advertising bottle, a tall bottle of an unknown alloy with a twist-off top, and filled with a liquid resembling Pepsi Blue. The sides of the bottle lit up and revealed animated advertisement featuring an attractive woman while being drank. Object powered down once liquid was fully drained. Advertisements and packaging in unknown language resembling archaic Japanese. 500 yen, powered, reverse temperature cream puff, a packaged cream puff that grew warmer when exposed to cold and cooler when exposed to heat. Placing it in the microwave caused frost to form, and putting it in the freezer resulted in it being burning hot. Tasted decent, if a touch stale. 1000 yen, powered, Hyper Chicks, a small container with a dozen marble-sized white eggs. Packaging with instructions in a variant of Spanish, and translated to microwaving instructions. After 30 seconds on high, the eggs hatched and small chick-like creatures emerged. These creatures were apparently intended to be eaten alive. The research subject refused, prompting Dr. to consume 3 at once. Chewy and vaguely teriyaki flavored, the remaining 9 are currently being held for testing. 5000 yen, unpowered, antimatter can, small can of unknown material produced, no label beyond a single symbol. Not willing to risk it, object was tested and revealed to contain, through unknown means, a mass of antimatter. Testing ended. 500 yen, powered, theotimoline cookies, 3 chocolate chip cookies in plastic wrapping. Taste sensations were felt at least 3 seconds before the cookies made any contact with the mouth. Packaging in what appears to be an unrecorded dialect of Bambara. 500 yen, powered, hardtack, a piece of hardtack. Packaging what was later determined to be heavily Hellenized French written in Greek characters. Item was difficult to consume and tasted meaty. Translation revealed the flavor to be turtle soup. 500 yen, unpowered, energy gas, a soap bubble stabilized inside a transparent plastic can. Packaging in English. Instructions are to pierce a hole and inhale the contained gas. Applying a finger to the bubble will indeed pierce a hole. Inhaling the lavender-scented gas caused the bubble to shrink until it vanished completely and gave an energized and empowered feeling to the subject. Subject complained for several hours of an irritated and itchy nasal cavity. 500 yen, powered, hazelnut glazette, a package of approximately 12 small hazelnuts covered in chocolate. DNA matched out of Iranian Corylus Evolana strains. The Hershey Company does not manufacture this product. 500 yen, unpowered, caramelized spider, a hairy spider 13 inches of leg span covered in hard caramel. Item was not consumed, identified as an unrecorded Phonotria member. Tests showed highly toxic venom was still present in the glands, packaging in an unknown language. 500 yen, powered, sculptural candy, a tube containing a bright orange Play-Doh-like paste smelling strongly of citrus, was malleable and gradually hardened into an exceedingly tough material. Hardening caused subject's fingers to become trapped, packaging an unrecorded language written in Cyrillic. 500 yen, powered, candy cornucopia, a a small goat horn-shaped container filled with pralines and nougat. Packaging in French. 500 yen, powered, candy host, what appeared to be at first a package of 6 large sacred hosts, turned out to be flavored and composed almost entirely of crystalline sugar. Packaging in Polish. 500 yen, unpowered, Dr. Pepper's amusing straw. A straw which, when looked from on end, contained what appears to be sugar-sweetened Dr. Pepper. Straw contained much more liquid than physically possible, approximately the volume of a normal Dr. Pepper bottle. Packaging in Japanese. 500 yen, powered, geology arrow, an arrow bar twice as thick as the regular, formed with 4 layers and 4 different flavors and colors in chocolate, dark, orange, mint, and white. The Nestle company does not manufacture this product. Packaging in German. 500 yen, unpowered, Bertie Bott's amusing every color beans, a package of 24 jelly beans in a variety of bright colors, including mixed and some that are not known to occur on Earth. When eaten, caused the color of all body hair to permanently change to that of the bean. As a result, subject's hair is now a flat shade of banana yellow and of a sky blue. Packaging in English. 500 yen, powered, Terry's chocolate pumpkin. A pumpkin-shaped piece of chocolate easily broken into 11 quarter-shaped pieces. Tasted vaguely of pumpkin and cough syrup. The Kraft Food Company did not make this product. Packaging in American English. 300 yen, powered, Fruits of the Loom, a packaging of 3 different pieces of edible underwear in bright colors. Items confiscated, current whereabouts unknown. 500 yen, powered, Sound Bites, small cookies shaped like onomatopoeia words. When broken or chewed, the items produce the sound corresponding to their text. 10,000 yen, unpowered, item is a small loaf of round bread in the shape of a pinwheel with 6 points. Colorful wrapper bears logo for Heaven's Shining Auspicious Bakery, with the tagline, "Made by Angels for Angels." Upon consuming the item, subject immediately fell into a comatose state, during which he appeared to be in a constant ecstatic state similar to an orgasm. Subject recovered after 50 minutes, although he remained delirious for over 2 more hours, babbling about the gates of pure palladium, polished by the multitudinous host of the Shattered Princess. 1 yen, powered, a single kernel of popped kettle corn. 10 yen, powered, 5 pieces of a traditional Indonesian snack known as klepon. Item was placed on top of a banana leaf holder and wrapped in plastic with no labels or expiration dates. 100 yen, powered, a can labeled Paneri Sweat in blue and white. Some text in Indonesian on the side claiming that this beverage could cure any kind of disease, made in Jombang, straight from Paneri's magic stone and other gimmicky sounding adverts. Can given to a D-class with prostate cancer for testing. After emptying the can, the D-class was thoroughly examined and results showed that the prostate cancer had disappeared. 1,000 yen, powered, a small orange box with a radioactive sign on the side, and a small red button on top. Item moved to a heavy-duty blast chamber and tested extensively, although thorough examination was found it to be harmless and did not exhibit any radiation signs at all. The decision was made to test the object, with all observers other than the subject observing via closed-circuit camera. When subject pressed the button, a bright flash was recorded in a small orange mushroom cloud. Subject was unharmed, and after the experiment, anyone entering the blast chamber immediately sensed a tangy, heavily orange flavor. Subject had to wash continuously for 5 hours to rid his body of the scent. 300 yen, powered. A styrofoam bowl with a paper lid labeled Instant Marioka-style ramen. Just add hot water. Instructions, written in Japanese, indicate to add hot water and let stand for 3 minutes and stir well. Contents of bowl appeared to be instant noodles as well as several small capsules of unknown make and a dusting of white sugar-like crystals. Upon adding hot water, item grew warm for approximately 3 minutes and immediately chilled to approximately 5 degrees Celsius. Upon peeling back the cover, noodles were found to be cooked and floating in a cold beef broth. Capsules were missing and replaced with a slice of fresh watermelon, 6 slices thinly sliced roast beef, 6 pieces of kadugi, ponytailed radish kimchi, and half a hard-boiled egg. Contents were edible. Advertisements on packaging encourage users to try our other flavors, including traditional Korean and kimchi mix. 1500 yen, powered, unknown, a sealed paper sleeve of indeterminate chemical makeup and unknown language. Stylized image of what appears to be a 6-legged blue tortoise. Packaging and opened to reveal a single large piece of dark dried meat. Taste noted as sweet and spicy with an unusual texture. Approximately 6 hours after consumption, subject reported itching in internal organs and heavy flatulence. Isolated to quarantine were what appeared to be a violent allergic reaction caused by the prolapse of 2/3 of his digestive tract from either end of the body. Subject died after 5 hours. 750 yen, powered, aluminum bottle with screw top, colorful graphic on the side indicating flying insects contained within. Testing moved to isolation chamber. Subject opened bottle and was swarmed by highly aggressive insects colored in red, blue, green, and purple. Subject consumed a number of the insects attempting to sting him on his arms and torso. Flavors primarily sour and bitter fruits of uncertain identity. Described as, similar to Pez but not as sweet. Insects died approximately 9 minutes later and were collected. Agreement and flavor noted throughout all test participants willing to consume insects. Initial subject indicates lesions covering exposed skin, oozing brightly colored fluid with similar flavor. No further side effects noted. Lesions appeared to heal normally. 1500 yen, powered, steel canister with pressure gauge on top. Release valve. Label shows brightly colored trisymmetrical lifeforms inhaling psychedelic fumes. Subject unscrews release valve, noting strong smell of bitter almond before asphyxiating. Contents revealed to be pressured hydrogen cyanide gas. Testing halted. 1000 yen, powered, rat on a stick, a fried rice skewered on a thin wooden spike, southern fried. 250 yen, powered, apple explosion. Object originally appeared to be a normal bag of apples, though in various colors not found in nature such as purple, orange, and white. However, any physical trauma towards an apple results in it violently exploding and completely saturating the surrounding area in a thick, edible paste. Paste differed in taste depending on the color of the apple, though all were strictly fruit flavors. 500 yen, powered, candy bullets, a CZ-75B 9mm pistol in a partially transparent package. Package was stylized with several graphics depicting smiling persons being shot labeled in English and stereotypical New Yorker slang. The rounds in the magazine were found to be made of a substance similar to rock candy, though completely functional normal ammunition. Item was fired at the research subject's foot. Besides the pain and trauma normally included in bullet wounds, subject also noted a heavy taste and scent of peppermint, which persisted for several hours. The munition dissolved in the subject's bloodstream, negating the need to remove it surgically. The pistol itself was found to be also completely edible, though much too difficult to chew, tasted a tutti frutti. 400 yen, powered. Dimensional donuts, a brightly colored box of donuts labeled in Spanish. Donuts possess a small interdimensional anomaly located in the hull of the donut which is destroyed once the ring of the donut is broken. When held sideways, small objects follow the hull, the object varying depending on person, donut, and time of day. Items noted including small candies, slices of fruit, jigsaw pieces, various forms of ammunition, blood, gasoline, various insects of unknown species, and human fingers. The following test logs from March 9, 2009 were impromptu testing of an unpowered SCP-261 prompted by power loss in the wing if the SCP-261 is kept during lunchtime. Results are listed as usual. Money entered 500 yen, unpowered, Blastola Cola, blue and orange can with advertisement on the can for Captain Comic 12 pre-release giveaway. No such game exists. Soda tasted of cola sweetened with cane sugar. After drinking, subject was seen to belt a puff of what was described as cold fire. Subject was uninjured. A workplace safety poster that was struck with the cloud was briefly covered in a thin layer of frost. 500 yen, unpowered, caramel ramen, dual language packaging, Japanese and Esperanto, self-heating filament on bottom typical of Japanese vending machine ramen, built-in spoon. Package contained firm ramen noodles and a thick, sweet caramel sauce. Flavor reported to be excellent. 500 yen, unpowered, pile of slugs, a produce box, typical of sort used to pack strawberries full of live garden slugs. Label on the lid was handwritten in English. While not consumed, later testing revealed that the slugs contained large amounts of vitamin C, E, and most of the B complex, sans riboflavin, also contained large amounts of arsenic. 500 yen, unpowered, unknown name, aluminum box containing brick of gelatinous green material. When opened, material began to scream. Item was not consumed. When tested later, the material had shriveled into a tiny green flake suspended in water, and was capable of emitting a 2 dB whispering noise. All attempts to identify the nature of material failed. Flake reportedly curled in on itself and dissolved shortly after testing began. 400 yen, powered, cardboard box containing one small rodent, unconscious but alive, covered in spiced breadcrumbs. Autopsy confirmed membership in family Muridae, but no positive identification of species have been made. 200 yen, powered, bright yellow, elongated package made of cellophane, resembling a banana peel. Language of label is identified as a combination of Welsh and Spanish, and when translated reads as, banana easier to open, making your banana opening easy. Package contained a bright yellow food item resembling an unpeeled banana except in color. Chemical testing found higher amounts of fructose and other processed sweeteners, along with small amounts of upon removal of from the object, a Class D personnel sampled the object and noted that it was very sweet. 500 yen, powered, fried fish patty with mustard filling, similar to a Hot Pocket in packaging and preparation. Package bore the likeness of Muppet character The Swedish Chef, and with the exception of the instructions and nutritional information in English, the remainder of the packaging is an unintelligible faux Swedish with an abundance of umlauts and accent marks. Item was extremely salty. At this point in the experiment, Dr. unplugged SCP-261 and asked for the change to be noted. 500 yen, unpowered, pizza in a cup, pepperoni shrimp Alfredo flavor, with image of Steve Martin from his performance in The Jerk on the front. Packaging trilingual, English, Klingon, and Pig Latin. Taste was somewhat unusual but not unpleasant. Product cooked somewhat unevenly in microwave, bottom of cup was still cold afterwards. 500 yen, unpowered, most horrendously painful hangover ever candy shots. Japanese packaging bearing the logo of the band Offspring and tiny, super deformed likenesses of the band smashing a generic salaryman's head in with jackhammers. Candy appeared to be gummy shot glasses full of very solid colored gummy. Tasted varied from candy to candy, but was generally extremely sweet. Candy was examined and shown to have no alcoholic content despite slight flavor to insinuate it otherwise. Ingredient listed on back listed only hatred and vitriol in English. No other ingredients listed anywhere on package in any language, although note on the underside of the package states that the candy may aggravate dairy allergies. 1000 yen, unpowered. Small cylinder covered in cross-hatching lines of varying configuration. Appears to be a form of writing. Bright purple and green wrapping bears drawing of a vaguely humanoid yellow figure with what appears to be two mouths. Removing cap produced a sudden gush of gray-violet foam. Subject dropped the tube and ran to the chemical rod, stating that it was burning his hands. The subject was found to be acidic and contained significant amounts of capsaicin. The latter was more responsible for the burning sensation than the former. When analyzed, the foam was shown to contain massive amounts of riboflavin and B6, but no other B-complex vitamins, or other vitamins whatsoever. It did contain trace amounts of arsenic and methane, as well as a few minerals that were currently unknown. Unfortunately, the sample was lost when the foam dissolved after several hours. 500 yen, powered. A plastic, very heavy-duty Ziploc bag decorated with a picture of a zebra in an unknown language. Contents of bag included unusually tough and sinewy meat jerky. 200 yen, powered. Small, airtight blue plastic bag. Very cold to the touch and labeled in an unknown language. Contents appeared to be several small, shriveled gray spheres half a centimeter in diameter, apparently freeze-dried. When heated in water, they expanded to 2 centimeters in diameter. Spheres appeared to be the eyeballs of an unknown animal, deep blue throughout with hourglass-shaped pupils and thick purple vessels. The outside was slick and tasteless, but when bitten, a large amount of thick purple jelly tasted of watered-down grape juice burst out. Minutes later, the jelly turned out to cause extremely vivid hallucinations. 50 yen, powered. Small cardboard can of Eat Me's with the rest of the packaging labeled in French describing the foodstuff as irresistibly good and undeniably tasty. Can contained 5 small, 3-legged crab-like creatures with tiny claws and large, dewy eyes. When released, they leapt up and down ecstatically, clicking their claws and repeatedly screaming "Eat Me" in shrill, high-pitched voices. When subject delayed and then refused to eat them, the Eat Me's attempted to force their way into the subject's mouth. When chewed, the creatures made joyous shrieking sounds and made wee sounds when swallowed. 100 yen, unpowered. Food, quote-unquote. 18-ounce steel can with a pull tab, labeled all white with the word FOOD written in large black letters. No other information, nutrition, ingredients, weight, etc. is listed when opened. The can was found to contain a thick, gray, odorless paste. Subjects described the paste as devoid of any taste, and left subjects appearing emotionless and slow-witted. Chemical analysis have found the paste to be fat and cholesterol-free and contain all necessary vitamins and minerals, but contain several as-of-yet unidentified chemicals. 100 yen, unpowered, drink. 12-ounce aluminum drink can. Label is similar to the food can, all white with nothing but the word DRINK in black letters. Liquid inside was colorless, odorless, and had the viscosity lower than water. When ingested, subjects became more open to suggestion, becoming more and more subservient the more of the drink was administered, almost to the point of having no will of their own. Research on the long-term effects of the drink is being investigated. 300 yen, powered, B. beef, aluminum can similar to a soup can, and formatting package appeared similar to a normal can, although all information or character were replaced by beef, beef, beef repeated. Can contained pinkish meat, which was revealed to be uncooked beef. No abnormalities detected. 300 yen, powered, mint fish, plain paper envelope, dual packaging in Russian and Navajo. Package contained unidentified light green powder. When added to cold water, powder immediately formed into the shape of a small goldfish, same color as the powder. This wriggled in the water and proved difficult to catch, similar to a living fish. The creature stopped moving only when removed from the water and slammed against a hard surface several times, described as difficult to chew and ultimately unpleasant. 300 yen, powered, taste me, a transparent plastic box containing a single slice of white cake. No ingredients or information other than the title were listed. Item was tasted by a Class D personnel whom, after consuming the product, immediately went into convulsions and shortly thereafter collapsed and died. Autopsy showed the subject had become 7 inches taller and grown in mass by 13.6%, and that death and seizures were due to expansion of the brain. Analysis of the cake showed large amounts of human growth hormone as well as several unidentified chemicals. Dr. King, money entered 1 yen. Powered, single seed, test revealed as apple. 2 yen, powered, 2 seeds also apple. 3 yen, powered, 3 seeds apple again. 1,000 yen, powered, 1,000 apple seeds, similar tests were undertaken for the remainder of the day, resulting in apple seeds every time. Several complaints were issued against Dr. King, complaining that he had broken his SCP. The machine was left alone for the night and approached again in the morning by another researcher. 300 yen, powered. Lady packs. Several small snack cakes wrapped in brown paper, labeled in slightly out-of-date Japanese with an unusual amount of English loan words. Cake was chocolate with somewhat berry-flavored filling. Consumption by female subject resulted in immediate commencing of that subject's menstruation, despite the fact it was not due for another week. 1,000 yen. Powered. Pringles. Item resembles in almost every way a standard tube of Pringles, sour cream and onion flavor. The only difference in appearance is that the mascot on the box had red skin and takes on a vaguely demonic look. Item was given to a Class D subject. Once the lid of the Pringles is unsealed or popped, the subject was literally unable to prevent herself from eating the chips continuously. Moreover, the tube appears to be bottomless in nature as the subject had been eating for several days at a time of writing and shows no signs of slowing down. This is the second subject to be tested. The first one continued eating even after termination and the tube had to be forcibly removed from her grasp. Dr. King, 300 yen, powered. 300 apple seeds, the same product results whenever Dr. King or an individual who has been asked to do the test for Dr. King activates the machine. It is as yet unclear why this might be or whether it may be evidence of sentience on the part of the machine. 500 yen, powered, extreme chips. Yellow bag with no labeling or nutritional facts save for a gigantic red X on the front. Opened cautiously to find nothing more than standard potato chips. Fed chips to D-Class 24045-06, whose voice immediately grew deeper and requested his agent join him in extreme sports activities such as surfboarding, mountain climbing, and bungee jumping. Request was denied. 50 yen, powered, Maxwell House artificial coffee drink, 355mm navy blue can with the Maxwell House logo prominently displayed on upper half. Lower half shows steaming cup of coffee and coffee beans. Ingredients listed as water, artificial flavor, and sucrose, 10 calories. Item was bitter and noted to be inferior to instant coffee. Drink is not produced by Maxwell House after product research. 300 yen, unpowered, plain cardboard box with rip-top opening 5x5x10cm, 2.5 kg. No labeling anywhere on packaging. Shaking the box indicated it was most likely filled with a granular material such as sand or dirt. After relocating the object to the lab, attempted opening by Class D personnel. Upon pulling a rip-top, the apparent expulsion of sand and unfinished diamonds ensued. Object filled lab to a depth of approximately 0.5 meters until it exhausted itself. Apparent volume is 50 meters cubed of material. Shovels, buckets, dump truck, and additional Class D personnel requested for immediate transfer to larger lab for analysis. Box seemed normal in dimensions after cursory inspection. 1500 yen. Powered. Small paper envelope packaged in an unknown language. Package depicts small laughing children firing model rockets through a small ring. The object inside the envelope was a brown ring made of indeterminate material, with a diameter of roughly 15 centimeters. A small metal block measuring exactly 1 cm³ was placed on the examination table, and the ring was lowered over it. The block promptly disappeared. Upon further examination, it was found partially embedded in the room's ceiling. Object appears to accelerate items placed in it. 1500 yen, powered. a red mushroom with blue spots resembling no other species of fungus. When fed to D24046-19, he claimed to be totally tripping balls, and then instructed researchers to be quiet, my show is on. For a duration of 1 hour, he was no longer reacting to any kind of sensory input, alternately laughing and crying without correlation to external stimuli. When subject awoke, he stated that he did not exactly recall what he had seen, but noted that it appeared to be a sitcom. 100,000 yen. Unpowered. Item had been detained and is being tested for sentience. Subject detained for 7 days for contamination testing. Both tests turn up negative. Subject released from detainment along with item described as light but with a burst of flavor. Subject expressed desires for more and depression when request is denied. Placing more than 5,000 yen in the machine required formal approval for an experiment test. 100 yen. Powered. A lavishly illustrated menu for Big Bub's House of Subs. Further investigation revealed that the photographs of the various menu were flavored just like the items they represented. Nutrient content was typical for moderate quality restaurant fare. Item was dry but not filling. 250 yen. Powered. A blue and yellow 500ml metal can with a screw-on cap, labeled Dr. Belcher's Magical Flashing Bug Juice. Can contains a carbonated neon green liquid which emits occasional flashes of bright indigo light. Testing revealed no radioactivity or electromagnetic emissions outside the indigo band. No nutritional information printed on the can. Tastes strongly of Tangelos. Heavily diuretic effect that lasted several days. 1,000 yen. Powered. Agent Orange Sherbert. A small, single-serving ice cream container printed in obscure working-class French with a cartoon secret agent on it, complete with a trench coat, fedora, and black sunglasses, giving a thumbs up and saying, good enough to die twice for. Given to a D-2348 for testing. Subject took a bite and claimed, tastes like really rich orange sorbet with a vanilla cream hint to it, like eating a dreamsicle. Subject later complained of minor back pain and reported he was fine the next day. 1500 yen. Powered. Mr. Q's cumbersome soda bottle. A small plastic bottle clear with a minty greenish tint and an odd stopper on the neck of the bottle. When tilted normally to drink, the cola hits the stopper and won't flow. Through an hour of testing, the stopper was discovered to only work when the bottle was tilted at a right angle while being rotated from the bottom of the bottle and shaken slightly. Soda was described as refreshing and abnormally tasty. 10 yen. Powered. A 12-ounce beverage can of American Air, emblazoned with an American flag that circles the can, notably displaying 48 stars instead of 50. A small caption on the back of the can reads as follows. A real patriot knows not to breathe the same air as communists. A real patriot remembers. Let your love of freedom breathe freely, with American Air. As expected, the can contains somewhat stale but otherwise normal air. 100 yen. Powered. A size 64 trilby style fedora composed of beef jerky. The object was flattened inside a small cardboard box with nutritional facts and a label reading, Meat Hat, Teriyaki Fedora, and the catchphrase, You can have your hat and eat it too. Consumed without incident, taste described as tough but enjoyable. 500 yen. Powered. An LP music album composed entirely of hard green sugar in an airtight green plastic wrap. Packaging in Albanian, with a picture of a cellist and a pianist playing a duet. Playing the album resulted in an unrecognized piano strings movement with the LP uncoiling itself as the needle passed. Surprisingly, it does not seem to interfere with the balance of the LP or the phonograph machine anyway. A recording of the music is available on request. The LP was consumed by those attending the presentation, reportedly tasting like lime-flavored hard candy. 1,000 yen. Powered. An olive-green plastic bag of dried bay leaves, packaging in ancient Greek, Delphic dialect, with the phrase, Pythia's Choice, brand bay leaves. 3 leaves were fed to subject D3968. Subject reported loss of feeling in his limbs, displayed unusual vocal patterns, and seemed to be entering a trance-like state. Upon consuming 2 more leaves, the subject collapsed and went into convulsions, screaming apparent gibberish interspersed with ancient Greek of the same dialect displayed on the package. Subject continued to convulse for 3 minutes and 24 seconds, then became limp and unresponsive. Subject died 2 days afterward, with no signs of recovery. Analysis of the leaves has shown an extremely high concentration of ethylene, a chemical compound known to cause the observed effects. How the subject spoke Greek is of yet unknown. The translation of the subject's outburst is largely nonsensical, reading 4 mon, coined circa mid-15th century Japan. Powered. Small red velvet pouch with intricate golden embroidery depicting various Hyogi fans. Bound with golden string, opening the pouch revealed the contents to be little more than dust. Analysis of the dust revealed that it consists of desiccated rice, red beans, shrimp, and soybeans, originally from approximately the same era as the currency used. 300 yen. powered, cylinder labeled Aunt Annie's Fruity Fribers, Blue Raspberry Beret. Packaging text in English, French, and Hawaiian. Packaging encourages customers to try other available flavors including Great Gloves, Mint Mittens, and Cherry Cow. Contents were one skein of sweet-smelling blue yarn, a pair of knitting needles, and a sheet of paper containing instructions for knitting a simple hat. Sampling the end of the yarn proved it to be edible, though described as chewy and a little dry, with a raspberry flavor. The presiding researcher was able to knit the hat described in the pattern and reported the yarn behaved similarly to a wool blend. One counterfeit 500 yen coin, minted on site, otherwise identical to authentic article, accepted by SCP-261. Powered. After a delay of approximately 3 seconds, an unmarked opaque white cellophane package was dispensed. Package contained candy similar to gummy bears, but shaped like human hands with extended middle fingers. Item was interpreted as a threat and not consumed. Testing revealed candy contained lethal amounts of potassium cyanide. October 9, 2009, a sequential experiment with an unpowered SCP-261 would run, attempting to discern just how quickly the machine would start to dispense bizarre objects. All vended items were tested via D-class personnel for safety reasons. 500 yen, unpowered, a soft drink can labeled Kogepsi Zero, with a color scheme that appears to be a combination of the Coke and Pepsi Zero calorie product labels. D-class personnel reported it tasted like a mix of Coke and Pepsi, and a definite taste of aspartame. Ingredients list on can appear to be a mix of Coke and Pepsi ingredients, no special effects noted. 500 yen, unpowered, a larger normal can, the label declaring it to be a normal variety of canned corn that can be found in grocery stores. Upon opening, can was revealed to contain hot, melted butter and two stunted corn cobs. The can showed no signs of being warmed to the touch from the outside. Item was consumed without incident. Butter cooled off normally. Later reports of stomach and bowel pain from D-class personnel prompted termination and autopsy, revealing the presence of popcorn kettles within its gastrointestinal tract. 500 yen, unpowered, an unlabeled object that resembles a Mark II pineapple fragmentation hand grenade. Testing area evacuated as a precaution. D-class personnel sent in to retrieve item under surveillance, expressing concern. Object appeared to be safe. Object was moved to a blast chamber. D-class personnel ordered to remove pin, throw, and evacuate, and complies reluctantly. Object explodes in the corner of the blast chamber in a puff of sugar and several high-velocity fragments. Blast chamber coated in varying amounts of granulated sugar, metal fragments observed in walls. It was noted that upon entering, a taste of sugar could be definitely observed. No harmful effects noted. 500 yen, unpowered, a 6-inch long figurine of SCP-682, which upon being removed from the vending machine became animate and started to do an apparent barbershop routine, dancing with a suddenly materializing cane and hat upon the counter. Music came from an unidentified source and resembled a standard barbershop routine, but those present were unable to place the singers. Nearby security personnel opened fire upon the figurine. Bullets did not harm the object and were absorbed into it. Figurine stopped dancing and music ceased after approximately 2 minutes. Item not consumed, but test revealed to be made of caramel. Further chemical analysis revealed the caramel was contaminated with large amounts of arsenic and ricin poison. Item would also contain intact, expended 9mm JHP rounds, having apparently healed the wound but not removed the bullets. Item disposed of. Money entered. 10 yen note, minted circa 1943. Powered. Chocolate 5¼-inch floppy disk. Later inspection revealed to be formatted for the Japanese MXX computer. Performing a read-write test with aforementioned computers did not melt or affect the disk in any way, despite the fact that the internal temperature of the computer would have been enough to melt chocolate. Item tasted an unremarkable milk chocolate. 450 yen, powered, Malinalzikalchitl's Zocolotl. A small aluminum can with a label in what appears to be Aztec language, illustrated with a stylized female mascot clad in traditional Mesoamerican dress, smiling and holding up a can emitting steam. Bottom of the can has self-heating filament, activating it heats the liquid. Tastes faintly of chocolate, but is bitter and slightly spicy. 300 yen, powered, Philosopher's Figs and Honey, a small lidded ceramic box similar in style to ancient Greek pottery. The Greek label indicated there was a special philosopher prize inside. Box was separated by a ceramic divide down the center. One half contained honey and the other half contained several fresh figs, honey described as clovery. The prize inside was a miniature marble bust of Plato. 500 yen, powered, fairy fairy alchemy coins, a white package of cracker-like medallions quarter-sized with alchemical symbols inscribed on their surfaces, label which is Middle English, and a few cartoon fairies waving magic wands over the crackers. Crackers containing gold and silver had their innards extracted. D-Class ate the cracker shells of both and noted that they were similar in taste and texture to saltines. Other crackers contained vitriol, hydrochloric acid, antimony, mercury, and lead. 535 yen, powered, Mandel Brötchen. While the name would suggest bread, the actual product inside is a set of four dry chocolate cookies in fractal shapes. This fractal pattern is repeated down to the atomic structure of the cookie's surface. A warning on the package states the cookies must be dipped in water or milk prior to eating to avoid damage to the mouth and throat. 400 yen, powered, Turtochoken. Balls of fried turkey, each containing a smaller ball of fried duck containing a chocolate candy with a fried chicken center. Labeling describes the product as containing 450% of the amount of saturated fat required by an adult human. 500 yen, powered, Priscina, a soda can packaged by the Coca-Cola Company. English labeling and logo. Nutrition facts note high in omega-3 fatty acids. Ingredients list fish oils prominently. D-Class opened, consumed. Texture of chicken soup, tastes like fresh salmon, verified by researcher. Taste was unusual but enjoyable. 500 yen, powered, a cardboard box, 9cm by 9cm by 6cm, with a picture of a human molar tooth on blue background on the front. Unknown pictographic script similar to Aztec. Open in the box revealed a tooth full scale, approximately 5cm long, essentially a jawbreaker. Chemical analysis confirms the pulp of the tooth is a sweet fruit syrup. Aside from shape, not chemically unusual. 5000 yen, powered. A glass perfume vial filled with artificially flavored human sweat. Chemical analysis revealed high levels of human pheromones and nutmeg flavoring. Essentially a mild aphrodisiac. No labeling. 10,000 yen, powered, Drinky Bird, a tin can with no pop top with a paper label of an Ortolan drinking from a liquor bottle. Contained a fattened Ortolan drowned in brandy. Chemical analysis revealed no abnormalities. 800 yen, powered, a beeswax hexagonal prism, like a cell in a honeycomb, about 6cm deep with edges around 3cm, about the size of a single-serving yogurt cup. The hexagonal surface was stamped with a bas-relief of a cartoon bee with Russian text translated to springtime syrup. Nutrition facts were on the side, contained puffed oats, each of which contained a small amount of fresh honey, eaten by the researcher with a sample saved for later analysis. 200 yen, powered, a live, hairless, boneless guinea pig with nutrition facts tattooed on the right side in English, contains unusually high levels of vitamins and minerals, contains unknown nutritional supplement heliate with no RDA. After killing the guinea pig, the researcher attempted to remove the limb for consumption, but accidentally breached the abdominal cavity, revealing that it contained a green, savory custard where its organs would be expected. 100 yen, powered, Stan Fizz, standard-shaped soda can, English text, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, green and purple color scheme on the logo, unknown substance Standis listed on the ingredients list, in the form of artificial flavor of Standis, presumably no actual Standis in the beverage, taste reminiscent of grape soda and champagne. 100 yen, unpowered, a lemon unpeeled with no writing, once peeled, scent was reported to be orange, edible though reported as tasting like watered-down tree bark. 490 yen, powered, red plastic container labeled Honor Duel. Package contained what appeared to be a pair of action figures resembling samurai, one black in coloration, the other red. Upon opening of the package, the samurai stood and attacked each other. After a short battle, the black samurai decapitated the red one, gave a cry of victory, and vanished. Subsequent announcements of the red samurai revealed to be made of rock candy with a raspberry flavor. 500 yen, powered. Two standard AAA batteries emblazoned with eye-catching, untranslatable symbols, otherwise completely normal. Repeated test of 10 trials with intervals of 1 minute between attempts. Coins used were retrieved from a Coca-Cola brand vending machine outside the money entered for each bin, 65 yen. Powered. Items vended. Test 1 through 3. Cans of Coca-Cola with varying Japanese labeling schemes. Contents are chemically identical to current Coke formula. Test 4. Diet Coke with K's. The other text on the can is written in a pidgin language apparently derived from Chinese and Japanese. Test 5. A can of Coca-Cola Clear, label glows in the dark, on top of a can of the holofoil advertisement for an unknown animated film. Test 6. Caramelized cocoa leaves, very strong aroma of mint. Class D who ingested it showed symptoms of a mild cocoa overdose, but no other responses. Test 7. Container shattered upon bending. Appears to have been a glass container filled with a brownish gas. Bottle was fully sealed, lacking lid or cap. Test 8. Lemony and butterfric dragon delight. An uncooked ear of yellow corn molded in the shape of a Chinese dragon. Microwaving resulted in it breathing a stream of molten butter into the internals of the microwave, causing a fire. Test 9. Bottled lightning. An apparently empty glass bottle that serves as a powerful Leyden jar. The Class D opened and experienced a near-fatal electric shock upon opening. Subject reported tasting temperatures for an hour thereafter. Test 10. A can of Coca-Cola. The Class D used to perform the analysis expired shortly after opening the can. Analysis indicates the beverage contained carbon monoxide rather than carbon dioxide. 1500 yen, unpowered, Snapple, a seemingly normal Granny Smith with a small handwritten tag attached to the stern. Further examination revealed the center to be composed of solid tin. 430 yen, powered, Trusashi bacon, in a plastic bag. Artwork on the front depicts an anthropomorphic piece of bacon being crushed between two heavy rocks. Bag contains approximately 50 bite-sized objects with appear and smell vaguely bacon-like. Upon one piece being fed to a D-class, the subject immediately clutched his stomach and collapsed on the floor. Examination of the D-class stomach contents revealed that the stomach had become extremely distended and full, approximately 3.9 liters by volume, with cooked bacon. 500 yen, unpowered, apparently a standard Hershey's brand chocolate bar with the packaging text written backwards, as if reflected in a mirror. The chirality of all amino acids and sugars in a chocolate bar is the opposite of that of Earth life organic compounds. 500 yen, powered, Dante's, 750 gram package of biscuits with 9 distinct circular, concentric layers. Packaging claims that contents taste like hell. 1500 yen, powered, a live crab inside a plastic container. The crab escaped the container and caused a brief altercation before being recaptured. Biology and taste match common Portunus trituberculitis. 1000 yen, powered, small empty plastic blue package with a stylized drop of water. On the back were instructions written in German and Dutch. The directions instructed the user to empty a package above a large bucket containing 1 liter of water and stir. When the instructions were followed, an additional 0.5 liters of water appeared in the bucket, somewhat bitter. 500 yen, powered, a medium-sized bag of pretzel bits shaped like gears, springs, rods, and other clockwork components. The package depicts a smiling, winking figure seemingly made out of clockwork giving a thumbs-up sign. The food itself was salty and difficult to chew. 1500 yen, powered, small pill bottle with writing on it in an unknown language. Package depicts a cartoon image of a young boy biting into a squirming candy rat. Bottle contained 10 large pellets. One pellet was given to a lab rat and subsequently eaten. The lab rat then fell asleep, after which all the rat's tissues rapidly began transformation to various candy substances. Roughly 10 minutes later, the rat awoke and seemed to be able to function normally despite all of his tissues being transformed into non-functional candy tissue. D-class instructed to eat the rat. Reported the organs were replaced by a jelly candy substance. The blood seemed to be syrup, and bones were made out of crystallized sugar. The taste of the candy was normal and as expected, and no adverse effects were reported, remaining pellets placed in storage for later testing. 500 yen, powered, a small disc-like device wrapped in an unknown kind of fabric. Writing on fabric is unrecognizable. Device has a red button on the convex side of the disc. D-class instructed to push button in a blast-proof chamber. When the button was pushed, an audible hum was heard from the device for approximately 10 seconds, before the button changed color to blue. The button ceased to function afterwards. 555 yen. Powered. St. Patrick's Snakeskin Pie. Product name is in English, the labels are in Irish Gaelic. Shrink wrap product resembles a small mince pie. Dissection of product showed the center of the pie was filled with dried and salted snake meat of an unknown species. D-class consumed product and reported a taste similar to very tough chicken. 555 yen, unpowered, a tall pink soda can without a label. Opening the can produced a sound similar to a grenade exploding and inside with a fizzy transparent liquid. D-class declined to drink the liquid, after an amount was accidentally spilled on a table and small round objects grew from the plastic. Analysis indicated the objects were eggs containing fetal creatures resembling amphibians. 1025 yen, powered. Machine dispensed a cheap-looking flashlight and 6 colored lenses, each a different color of the rainbow. After an hour, during which a small group had gathered in an attempt to discover its purpose, Dr. accidentally shone the flashlight on a nearby D-class's face while the red lens was attached. The other lenses were shown to cause tastes of orange, banana, lime, blueberry, and grape. Testing revealed the flashlight and lenses to be ordinary plastic. 600 yen, powered, glass bottle with cork stopper and paper label. Text on label consists mostly of characters in the Armenian alphabet, but does not correspond to any identifiable words. Bottle contains a mixture of 30% ethyl alcohol, 45% eel blood, species unidentified, 25% water with trace amounts of cedarwood resin and lead. 600 yen, powered, cardboard box, dimensions approximately 5 cm by 6 cm by 3 cm, label in Nuhadil language with a two-color illustration of an unknown breed of dog. Box contains a candied dog fetus. 600 yen, powered, white cellophane envelope, lettering on envelope reads aged meat product in Gujarat language, phonetically transcribed in the Hebrew alphabet. Envelope contains rotten, maggot-infested meat, probably avian in origin. 600 yen, powered, pull-tab aluminum can labeled Billy Beer, and packaged in the same manner of novelty beer product produced by Falls City Brewing Company in the United States in the late 1970s. Can labeling includes the endorsement, "I had this beer brewed just for me, I think it's the best I ever tasted, and I tasted a lot. I think you'll like it too, Billy Carter." Can contains a liquid that appears to be beer. Subject consumed some and reported symptoms of mild intoxication for the following 72 hours. Money entered, 150 billion, the military currency used in U.S.-occupied Okinawa from 1948 to 1958. Powered, a cheeseburger with pickles and lettuce identical to the same available from the restaurant chain. 150 billion, powered, a box 7 cm on a side that, when opened, played a badly recorded song while a ballerina statue spun around on a stand within the box. Both the ballerina and the box were made of what was proven to be a liquefied and reconstituted two-patty cheeseburger. 150 billion, powered, a Caesar salad, no lettuce, on an edible soy-based plate. 5 Wado Kaishin, Japanese currency dated to the 8th century CE, powered, item described, 1 bowl of rice, cooked, no utensil. Note, contemporary to the time, the bowl was dated to the late 1st millennium, and chopsticks were not commonly used among the poorer classes. SCP-261 appears to be treating the coins at their original value. 45 Wado Kaishin, powered, a plate of higher quality than the previous bowl, containing what was confirmed to be sliced monkey on a bed of rice. 50 Wado Kaishin, unpowered, one plate of unknown meat contained within that appears to be an enormous 20 cm by 8 cm single grain of rice. Meat was tested and confirmed to be filleted between 2 and 3 years of age. DNA analysis showed that the from which the meat came had been genetically optimized by artificial means for purposes of consumption. The technology to accomplish this will not likely be invented this century. However, analysis on the meat and rice confirmed their origin as Japanese. Check, written in kana for 1,000 yen, obscene dimensions as currency. Powered, a 3 cm by 5 cm slip of cardboard. When on a human's person, they will report tasting milk chocolate until they are relieved of the cardboard. A note in English reading IOU 500 yen. Powered, an open container of Smart Food brand white cheddar flavored popcorn, manufactured by Frito-Lay, contains remnants of popcorn kettles and powdered cheddar cheese flavored substance and a note reading IOU 41 popcorn kernels. 500 yen, powered, 41 cheese-flavored popcorn kernels, uncontained, identical to those produced by Smart Food brand. 0 yen, push coin return button, powered, a single 0 yen coin deposited in the change return slot. Coin is pressed out of pot metal, reverse face depicts a smiling Ronald McDonald. 500 yen, powered, styrofoam cup labeled Tasty Bird Spicy Lime Snack, containing 2 ounces of unknown powder. Instructions are to fill the lime with hot water, cover and wait 3 minutes. Upon opening, packaging contained reconstituted decalcified parrot skeleton in a tangy broth and celery and cilantro and lime. Described as zesty with an odd texture, nutritional information indicates it contains 300% daily recommended sodium. 300 yen, unpowered, stainless steel cylinder 8 cm in diameter by 20 cm with a pull tab, unlabeled but covered in etched logarithmic spirals believed to be writing. Container described as unusually heavy and weighed 5.2 kg before opening. D-class personnel instructed to open can and center a testing area. Subject had difficulty pulling tab, necessitating he hold a can close to his chest for leverage. Upon opening, observers reported seeing a bright flash discharge straight upward from mouth of cylinder through the face of D-class, who collapsed immediately. Container appeared to be a small linear particle accelerator which releases a stream of charged particles when opened. Testing chamber described as tasting like copper afterwards. Subject expected to make partial recovery but was eliminated to prevent medical expense. 0 yen, pushed coin return button, unpowered, red aluminum can labeled simply "Stop that" in block letters. Intermittent buzzing heard from within can as if coming from a large, angry insect. Subject declined to open container. 666 yen, powered, a plastic box of Uncle Nick's brand Delicious Sunday Profanny Snack. Branding prominently featured a winking cartoon devil as well as pentagrams, inverted crosses, and other occult symbols stereotypically associated with Satanism. All text uttered in the brand name and product name printed in vulgar Latin in a slightly irregular typeface suggesting hand lettering. Back of box prominently featured the slogan, "Damnation Guaranteed." Ingredients list included unholy water but was otherwise consistent with the meals consisting solely of bread and wine. Box contained 13 pieces of unleavened bread in the style of communion wafers and a clear plastic sachet of red wine with a drinking nozzle. Subject reported wafers as delicious and surprisingly filling with a taste reminiscent of very rare steak, and wine is excellent but slightly salty. Subject was placed under observation but no anomalous behavior has been reported. 0 yen in the form of a single 0 yen coin is dispensed by SCP-261 in an earlier test. Powered. Bag containing full meal of burger, fries, onion rings, and large coke similar to that purchased from but with all nutritional information ingredients list censored. Subject reports that the meal had absolutely no flavor, a uniformly smooth and uninteresting texture, and did not reduce her hunger at all. 500 yen, unpowered, power cord had been accidentally pulled out a wall while cleaning up after previous experiment. One soft drink can, similar in styling to Diet Cola, printed in a language later determined to be Denzoka, and as to read "screaming, untranslatable, opened can, enjoy screaming meal." Upon opening, can emitted a painful shrieking noise estimated at 125 to 130 decibels for approximately 15 seconds, during which time subject managed to hold onto the can and reported it growing lighter. When the noise ceased, both subjects present noted that they felt oddly sated and did not need to eat for the rest of the day. 3,000 yen. Powered. Item dispensed with a small tan box with the text "Tasty Fetus" and dark green text. On the box below this text is a picture of a smiling, light, orange-colored fetus. There is more dark green text below the picture. It reads, "Now a shorter gestational period." The back of the box featured a three-panel comic with three human characters, two females and one male, in a domestic living room setting. In the first panel, the female character on the right end of the panel has a speech bubble above her head reading, "Mom and Dad, I have something to tell you. I'm pregnant." The second panel shows the shocked faces of the parent characters in the middle of the panel, with a speech bubble over Dad reading, "I can't believe this, young lady, you're in so much trouble." The daughter character interrupts him and says, "No, Dad, it's just a new tasty fetus." The final panel begins with the text, 4 weeks later, and depicts the three characters laughing and making "mmm" noises while consuming an orange fetus-shaped gummy. The fetus is still attached to what appears to be an umbilical cord. 500 yen, unpowered. At first, no object was seen delivered from SCP-261. An investigation of the delivery tray did discover a tiny package roughly 1 cm square. Object was moved to a lab where microscopic analysis revealed the packaging to be standard cellophane with the word "NanoSnacks" on the front in English. The remainder of the writing on the packaging consisted of a series of numbers and letters corresponding to hexadecimal, though with no known relation to any language. Inside the packaging was a small circular wafer. Analysis revealed the wafer to be pure silicone. Wafer and packaging have been retained for further research. Note: several of the hexadecimal numbers on the package have been positively identified as opcodes for the MOS Technology 6502 microprocessor. The remaining hexadecimal numbers have yet to be identified and do not correspond to any opcodes of any known microprocessor. 500 yen, unpowered, jelly joy beans, assorted emotions. Packaging is a semi-transparent plastic in English. Contents are an assortment of colored jelly beans. When consumed, subject is overcome with specific emotional state for 3-5 seconds. Initial testing revealed a correlation between bean color and the emotion experienced. Red is joy, blue is sadness, pink is sexual arousal, yellow is fear, green is anger, and purple is jealousy. Analysis revealed several chemicals known to interfere with human neurotransmitters as well as an accelerant. 1500 yen, unpowered, Colonel Frosty's Mystical Ice Bomb, made by Kraft. Contained in a light blue box roughly 5 cm by 5 cm by 5 cm. According to the label, it was pomegranate grapefruit flavored. Inside the box was a sphere the size of a marble with a small button on the side. The object exuded a reddish-orange gas similar to that of liquid nitrogen, however it felt room temperature to the touch. When subject pressed the button on the side, the sphere lighted up brightly before exploding in a cloud of smoke that filled the room. After the smoke cleared, it was apparent that every surface in the entire room, all staff present, was coated in a reddish-orange frost. The frost was entirely edible and tasted of sugar and citric acid. All conventional means of clearing up failed. The only successful method of removing the frost was through licking. It took a total of staff members licking the break room and all staff present during the explosion for an hour before it was clean. 198 yen. Powered. A cellophane packet whose label read, "Powdered milk with extra spiders. Just add water and stir." When the contents of the packet were added to a glass of water and stirred, the result was a glass of skim milk containing 85 small live spiders. 2,000 yen, unpowered, large unlabeled clear plastic container containing assorted hard candy shaped like various multi-sided dice akin to those used in tabletop gaming. Each numbered side produced a different flavor when tested, with each denomination of dice producing a different set of flavors. Taste tests performed on a D6 and a D20 sample found that the former produced common fruit flavors while the latter contained a wide variety of flavors, many of which were not commonly used in hard candies. 500 yen, powered, Uncle Shifty's Instant Booze Tablets, a small plastic tube containing 5 white tablets resembling aspirin tablets. Label on tube depicts a poorly groomed older man holding a flask in his right hand and giving a thumbs up with his left. Discovered that when the tablet is placed in water, it begins to dissolve rapidly until the water is transmuted into its volumetric equivalent in 5% alcohol content beer. Remaining tablets sent to lab for further analysis. 1500 yen, powered, a 12-ounce aluminum soda can labeled Yukio Tanaka's Exquisite Ginger Drinking Vinegar in English. Additional packaging and BESC. Packaging and nutritional information declared the can to be a ginger-flavored vinegar beverage. Testing of the can's contents revealed the liquid to be 12 molarity hydrofluoric acid. 314 yen, powered, 2 Geppi mooncakes with peanut filling, 1 round and 1 square, in a transparent package. Further examination revealed the bottoms of both mooncakes have equal areas. 500 yen, powered, a single 355 ml can of tab soda. Upon closer examination, tiny grains of sand could be found embedded in the metal of the can. The liquid within was described as tasting slightly stale. Researcher, under direction of Dr. Date, 2012, 1,001 yen coins, powered, 5 ml round bottom flask with short neck, capped with rubber stopper, partially filled with grains of a white crystalline solid. Item included a round pair of translucent purple plastic forceps wrapped around the spherical body of the flask kept in place by a plastic wrapper. Packaging labeled in Japanese, translated as Ball of Boredom, with English instructions that read as follows. This is a package for best results using forceps. One alone can enjoy the best. D20883 instructed to open a container and count the contents using tools included. D20883 verbally expressed their incredulity at the tedium of the task but complied, counting 1,000 grains of the solid. D20883 subsequently instructed to consume 1 grain at a time and described the flavor. Each of the 1,000 grains were verbally described by D20883 as salty or some variation thereof, despite requests for more detailed descriptions. When provided with water following the experiment, D20883 voiced complaints that it tasted salty. Subject claimed that their symptoms persisted for all food and drink, regardless of composition, until their termination. All experiment materials were tested for anomalous compounds, but only traces of ordinary table salt were found. Comment: well, that was boring. Researcher. Money entered, 1,001 yen coins, unpowered. One white cardboard folding carton, devoid of any labels or identifying information, containing 6 oversized pharmaceutical blister pack, 10 × 6 × 2 cm. Blister pack has a single bubble containing 1 gray-brown cookie effigy of Dr. Each cookie appears to be in the shape of a cartoon size and is identifiable with comically exaggerated features of Dr. including his distinct hair, as well as his and even footwear. The foil of the blister packs are printed with a pattern consisting of the name Dr. Tedious and the tagline, "No fun for human consumption." Item fed to Aretus Norvevicus. D-class personnel, and a research assistant, in that order, one at a time, with observation period between tests. No negative effects were observed in any of the subjects. D-class described the cookie as tasting like, while the research assistant describes it as underwhelming, bland, and boring. One cookie opened and submitted for chemical and physical analysis, which failed to detect any unusual compounds or properties. They weren't that funny, guys. Doctor. Note, remaining packs were framed and kept in Doctor's laboratory for aesthetic morale purposes. Researcher. 100 yen, powered. One bag of Doritos Atomic, bag given to a D-class after testing failed to show any form of radiation. Upon consumption, the D-class displayed began displaying a reaction between eating a highly spicy food and being burnt alive. Reaction lasted for a minute until the subject passed out of dehydration and extreme pain. Later interview revealed the D-class under the sensation that he was being dunked in burning gasoline. Remaining chips revealed to contain juice from the ghost pepper, as well as several unknown compounds presumed to be responsible for the D-class feeling the external burning sensation. Comment: I'm requesting one of these chips to see how badly submersion in water affects the secondary sensation of the chips. Dr. Slav, 307 yen, powered, one vacuum-sealed bargain bag containing 12 rolls of papaya shaving lozenges, with each roll containing 12 lozenges. Rolls were labeled, not for individual resale and health warning, do not consume more than one papaya shaving lozenge in a 6-hour period. Pregnant or nursing women should not consume papaya shaving lozenges in English, Hungarian, and Malagasy. Upon consumption of a lozenge, D-class personnel immediately lost all facial and body hair. Hair subsequently regrew at normal rate. Upon consumption of two lozenges at once, D-class personnel immediately lost all facial and body hair and began experiencing nosebleeds and loss of hearing. Nosebleeds ceased after 2 hours. Hearing had 50% returned by time of termination. Scalp hair was unaffected. Money entered, 1,999 yen, powered, one rectangular can of Instant Party depicting the face of American singer Prince above the words, "Let's get this party started." Can was opened with a key glued to the side of the can. Upon opening, the song 1999 was heard from the can, along with a series of lights consistent with that of a nightclub. D-class personnel reported a strong urge to dance. Effect persisted for 3 hours, after which time the can became inert. 600 yen, powered, one bag of desensitized salmon. Just add water. Bag contained 10 salmon eggs. When water was added, salmon eggs hatched and grew to adulthood in approximately 20 seconds, then proceeded to cook instantly. Salmon meat found to be smoked. D-class personnel reported no unusual effects upon consumption. 1200 yen, unpowered, one bottle of Mr. Mercer's Amazing Condiment. Bottle found to contain 2 ounces of orange paste. When applied to any object, the condiment made the object incredibly palatable. This was seen to work on all objects it was tested on, including wood, stone, sand, rotten meat, and Brussels sprouts. However, it does not change the composition of the object it's applied to. Bottle sent to lab for testing. Note: requesting new D-class personnel due to loss of teeth. 1 Keiko era Koban, the gold currency during the Tokugawa period. Powered: 1,642.5 cups of uncooked rice in the form of grains ejected from SCP-261 slot. Cleanup required 3 researchers and 33 20-pound rice bags. Rice grains reportedly looked like someone had picked them out of the mud. D-class personnel reported no unusual effects upon consumption. 1 Monin era Koban, powered, 280 cups of uncooked rice in the form of grains ejected from SCP-261 slot. Cleanup required 1 researcher and 6 20-pound rice bags. Rice reported to still look dingy. D-class personnel reported no unusual effects upon consumption. 1 Hoey era Koban, unpowered, one packet of beckoning meat, containing 6 slabs of cooked meat from the Felis catus, specifically the Japanese bobtail. An illustration in the upper left corner depicts a beckoning cat being spit-roasted. D-class was initially reluctant to consume object, but was persuaded after 4 minutes by researchers. Upon consumption, D-class personnel reportedly felt lucky. No other effects noted. 400 yen, powered, one can of Coca-Cola, packaging in English, label reads, "Now with extra sugar." 7,000 yen, unpowered, the hoof of a cow wrapped in loose cellophane entered the receptacle but could not be removed due to size. The item seemed to be attached to a full animal inside SCP-261, and struggling sounds were heard from SCP-261. Upon attempts to open SCP-261, the sound of tearing flesh could be heard, the hoof severed and fell out of the receptacle, and the machine was found to be empty. Analysis reports the hoof belonged to the regular Bos primigenius, notably contained cream filling in place of bone marrow. 700 yen, powered, one small box of Nips. Box labeling and description almost identical to the Nestle brand of caramel candies under the same name. Notable differences include the flavor advertised to be flesh, and the picture of the candy no longer the typical round shape but instead shaped similarly to human nipples. Box contained approximately 16 candies, in various shades stemming from pink to brown. Taste was described as similar to pork. Texture completely alike to Nestle brand candies. Analysis revealed candies to be made of remaining kept for further testing. 1400 yen, powered. One box containing 4 Pez dispensers and 12 blocks of Pez candy. Heads on the dispensers were modeled after those of former American President Bill Clinton, former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, former independent prosecutor Ken Starr, and former Lewinsky confidant Linda Tripp. Candies and dispensers not found to be anomalous. 100 yen, powered. Dr. College's Easy Ram, a small plastic cup with image of a stereotypical mad scientist on the top. Packaging in American English, instructions to add water and heat in microwave for 60 seconds. Result is ramen noodles and what appears to be a low-quality cheese sauce. Taste was about what you'd expect. Analysis revealed nutritional content to be identical to exactly one-third of daily requirements for an average post-pubescent male, with large amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. 100 yen, unpowered, edamas. Edible miniature clyster syringe with image of a smiling Asian child. Instructions in American English describing how to administer the enema with said product. Upon testing, was found to not only function as the enema, but also administer the nutrient supplement to the colonal walls. Sent to lab for testing. Precisely half of a 100 yen coin. Powered. The top half of a standard 354 ml Coca-Cola can. Can confirmed to be empty. Upon being opened, approximately 177 ml of liquid, later confirmed to be Coca-Cola, fell from the bottom of the can and landed directly on the foot of the D-Class personnel conducting the test. 500 yen, powered, Altroids. Container which appeared to be a typical Altoids container, approximately 9.5 cm in length, 6 cm in width, and 2 cm in height. D-Class consumed 1 mint from container, resulting in muscle growth and increased muscle mass 1.5 times. Subject terminated in prevention of more muscle growth. Mints confirmed to contain steroids, as well as an unidentified chemical, though the ingredient list was identical to that of a normal Altoids container. Right. Slip of paper with 900,000 yen written in English. Powered. A large, clear, resealable bag containing a warm, brown, thick substance. BS written on bag and what appeared to be a black permanent marker. Upon testing, contents confirmed to be male bovine feces. Testing concluded for the day. Gotta love a machine with an attitude, researcher. The following test logs were conducted impromptu after Agent requested supervising staff for additional yen to test SCP-261 multiple times during a day he was not on duty, claiming to only have 2 coins. After the request was denied, Agent reportedly remarked, "Eh, I'll just do the coin trick." Money entered, one 500 yen coin with a hole drilled into the edge and tied to 1 meter length of string. After the coin was inserted, string was pulled in an effort to pull the coin out. The string broke or became untied at the knot and the coin was accepted as usual. Powered, Juicy Juice Mountain Berry, a single juice box of the popular children's brand fruit juice, lukewarm. Labels and ingredients were in English and tests indicated the juice and box were unanomalous, but expired by 3 weeks and 4 days. Upon consumption, subject indicated the juice tasted funny. One 500 yen coin with a hole drilled into the edge and tied to 1 meter length of monofilament fishing line. After the coin was inserted, string was pulled and coin successfully removed from the coin slot. Powered, Chip Ahoy brand cookies in a standard blue wrapper, 4 standard sized chocolate chip cookies. Text on the package written in outdated Sanskrit. Cookies appeared ordinary, edible. Subject voiced a dislike of the particular brand of cookie but otherwise stated they were fine. Moments after completing the last cookie, subject immediately vomited a chunky brown paste. Test shown the exact volume and ingredients to be equal to that of the 4 cookies, though it could not be determined what made the subject sick. One 500 yen coin with a hole drilled into the edge and tied to 1 meter length of monofilament line. After the coin was inserted, string was pulled and coin successfully removed from the coin slot. Powered. Smoothie. Chocolate watermelon, 32 ounce. Clear plastic squeeze bottle, label ingredients in English except for a punctuation at the start of the sentence. Possible marketing gimmick. Label included a stenciled picture of a watermelon with chocolate syrup on it. Thick, light brown liquid inside appeared similar in texture to a melted chocolate milkshake. Testings proved edible. Subject stated flavor was like a Jolly Rancher brand, hard candy dissolved in milk, and gagged after each sip. Upon completion of the bottle, subject was asked to describe his condition. Subject sat quiet in a ponderous state for 8 seconds before violently vomiting a frothy liquid into the testing area. Cleanup was able to collect 31.53 ounces of fluid, as 0.47 ounces had absorbed in the subject's clothes, confiscated. One 500 yen coin with a hole drilled into the edge and tied to 1 meter length of monofilament fishing line. After the coin was inserted, string was pulled and coin successfully removed from the coin slot. Powered. Nong Shim Udon Premium Noodle Soup. Dried noodles in a plastic bowl, edible, no utensils included. Package seems ordinary, text is written in both English and Japanese. While boiling water is poured into the noodles, as per the directions, subject comments that he enjoys this brand of noodles. When questioned on the condition after 5 bites, subject states, "Probably not the best I ever had, but for a packaged udon, it's pretty damn good." When finished, the subject let out a relaxed sigh, leaned back in his chair, and immediately vomited partially digested noodles and broth in the testing area. Again, tests revealed nothing that should cause such a reaction. A request was placed for Glade brand air fresheners before continuing testing. Pending. 42 yen, unpowered, Dr. pressed all the buttons at the same time. SCP-261 proceeded to make loud noises and shake violently for 5 seconds before dispensing a piece of paper 9x6 cm. On one side it had the words, "Meal Voucher," while on the reverse side it says, "We apologize for the inconvenience." Dr. had been barred from using SCP-261 until further notice. Voucher from previous experiment, unpowered, a small box labeled Hitchhiker's Meal, containing a single tea bag labeled Anti-Tea, and a small yellow leech-like fish that did not match any known species. Dr. who was forced to test this due to the last experiment, described the Anti-Tea as almost but not quite entirely unlike tea. He reported the fish tasted like chicken. 777 yen, powered. SCP-261 made noises like a slot machine before dispensing exactly 777 chocolate coins. 13 yen, powered, a small box of cereal labeled Unlucky Charms, with no marshmallows. D-Class reported them to taste very stale. It was discovered that it expired years ago. 17 yen, unpowered, a standard Game Boy portable gaming system with the game Tetris already inserted. Staff reported an extremely strong taste of blue raspberry in their mouth while playing. 1,225 yen, unpowered. At first glance, the item appears to be a regular 3-layer sauerkraut sandwich. Upon closer inspection, however, it was discovered the sandwich also contained toadstools and an unknown type of sauce. Tests determined the sauce was made of arsenic. The sandwich was not consumed. 755 yen, unpowered. A bright yellow glass bottle with a black label, Thunderbar, was written in a variation of Zek on it. And under it read, "Warning, not for consumption by individuals under the age of 48 in thick black letters. Inside with a red, somewhat viscous liquid. When opened by a D-Class personnel, who was 52, the bottle emitted a massive thunderclap measuring 140 decibels, scaring and almost deafening her. When the liquid inside was drunk, the subject noted a raspberry taste before falling to the ground unconscious. Later tests confirmed the subject lost consciousness due to a massive amount of alcohol spontaneously entering her system. It is unknown how the alcohol entered her system, as the bottle resealed itself after the subject lost consciousness. Another test was conducted with a subject who was 34 years old. Upon opening the bottle, the subject was vaporized when the thunderclap was emitted. No further tests were administered. 100 yen and an additional 100 yen after punching in the numbers 100 in the machine. Powered. The machine made no noise for about 5 seconds and spat 200 yen out of the coin return. A sticky note also came out of the machine attached to a small yet smooth rock weighing about 1.5 kilograms. The sticky note read, "Make up your mind," with an angry face drawn directly below this, all written with what seems to be permanent black marker. Comment: I'm starting to wonder if the machine enjoys being a when it has an opportunity. Doctor. One 500 yen coin with a hole drilled into it, with thick yarn tied through the hole. Small amount of duct tape added over hole to ensure coin would not be lost. After inserting, string was pulled and coin was successfully retrieved. Unpowered. The machine hesitated for about roughly 5 seconds and dropped a live grenade. The grenade detonated approximately 2 seconds after hitting the ground. Killed, about injured, an additional 4 receiving minor injuries. The grenade left a crater about 2 meters wide in diameter and about 18 centimeters deep. Interestingly, the machine itself was completely untouched. Repairs to lobby took days to complete. Note: do I really have to tell you guys to stop playing coin tricks with this thing? It's not a toy. Researcher. 250 yen, unpowered, a standard-sized soda can, bright yellow in color, lacking any sort of text or symbols on it. Not one to take any chances, it was taken to the lab. A D-class subject opened it in a blast-proof container. A firecracker shot out, hit the ceiling and exploded. Aside from a scorch mark in the ceiling, nobody was hurt and nothing was damaged. It is unknown what the source of ignition was. Testing concluded for the day. Name: Researcher. 600 yen, powered. Candy Commandos, a small two-compartment plastic bag weighing 400 grams, packaging in English, Italian, and French. Once opened, revealed it contained green and yellow toy soldiers, similar to plastic army men. Once the differently colored soldiers came in contact with each other, both sides began mock-firing their weapons for approximately 2 minutes. After that, miniatures stopped moving. Reported taste was a peppermint. 500 yen, unpowered, a semi-transparent rectangular piece of red candy with no packaging or label. Edible. Taste reported to be like watermelon, but it melts in your mouth. Further research has shown that the candy contains over 200% of the daily RDA for sugar in adults. 1000 yen, unpowered, one 30-gram tube containing several small white pellets, packaging in unknown language. Packaging contained a small image of a pellet being placed in a cup of water. Once such was done, the water quickly thickened, becoming a pudding of sorts, edible with taste said to be horrible like it was rotten. 1500 yen, unpowered, caramels, resealable tin can containing caramel candies. Chemical analysis revealed several unknown components. The subject assigned to consume the caramels began spluttering and fainted about minutes. 1 hour later, subject woke up lacking a tongue and teeth. Testing halted for the day. Note, I'm beginning to wonder how repeated uses increase the anomalous content, perhaps we're tiring it out, so to say. Junior researcher. 200 yen, powered, a standard 12-ounce bottle of cola. Labeling was Japanese, subject who drank it stated, it tastes fine but it seems a little flat. 100 yen, unpowered, an unlabeled cardboard box measuring 25x25x150cm. Box contained. Note, I don't care what you people think, I'm telling you that that thing was not innocent of those killings. Don't fall for those damn eyes, Doctor. Note, 3 weeks after the previous experiment, Doctor was found dead in his office. Autopsy revealed his entire digestive tract had failed due to unknown circumstances. He has been frozen for future analysis. Upon discovering his body, was forced into the incinerator. 500 yen, powered, a lottery ticket for the lottery. 2 days after a lottery ticket was dispensed, said ticket won 1.5 million yen. It is unknown if the machine picked the lottery ticket knowing it would win, or if this was a simple coincidence. If we catch anyone else trying to use this thing as a lottery ticket dispenser, we will ensure you will be banned from using the SCP-261. O5 Command. 5000 yen, unpowered, exactly 10,000 six-sided die, exited the machine with explosive force, 3 killed, 12 injured. 110 yen, powered, a single plain donut on a paper plate, donut with an average size and average weight, was reported as delicious upon consumption, testing concluded for the day. Note, I find it odd that the minute junior researcher suggests we're retiring it out, SCP-261 starts dishing out normal items again. I can't be the only one to notice this. Sergeant. 1 yen, unpowered, one paper-thin mint described as low quality. 10 yen, unpowered, a mint precisely 10 times thicker than the previous test, describing as tasting like a citrus, but D-15832 could not recognize it. 100 yen, unpowered, a package of SCP-1916 printed similarly to a normal box, however it came with no SCP-1916-2. 1000 yen, unpowered, a packet of unknown contents at a high enough temperature to vaporize almost immediately, causing first-degree burns to nearby personnel.